नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In case you missed it, protests against Vedanta's Sterlite Copper Unit in Tamil Nadu's Thoothukudi took a violent turn on Tuesday, with at least 11 people being killed in alleged police firing. 30 others were left injured as a mob of 20,000 people went on a rampage in the city, demanding the copper unit be shut down because it has been polluting groundwater and air in surrounding areas. This, however, is not the first time that the plant has been in the center of controversy. Ending speculation over the contours of government formation, Congress's General Secretary K.C. Venugopal revealed that G. Parameshwara will be Kumaraswamy's Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister. The Congress has backed 22 berths in HDK's cabinet, while the JDS will get to appoint 11 ministers, the two parties revealed on Tuesday after days of hectic bargaining over the power-sharing formula in Karnataka. In a cabinet meeting held in Lucknow on Tuesday, the Yogi Adityanath government passed an order to make it mandatory for all madrasas in Uttar Pradesh to start teaching in English and Hindi medium besides in Urdu. They have also been asked to follow the NCERT syllabus prescribed for schools in Uttar Pradesh. Moreover, subjects like science, mathematics, English, Hindi and social sciences would also be introduced in the madrasa curriculum. The UPCM also ordered closure of all the tanneries in Kanpur from December 15, 2018 to March 15, 2019 in order to keep the river Ganga clean during the Kumbh in Allahabad. Almost 10 years ago, Bollywood superstar Amitabh Bachchan had promised a college for the people of a village in Uttar Pradesh's Barabanki and even laid its foundation stone. The superstar and his family, however, could do nothing more than that. The people of Daulatapur in Barabanki district took it upon themselves and have now successfully established a degree college in the village. Amid a tussle between Lieutenant Governor and the AAP dispensation over a range of issues, the city government has revived its demand for full statehood to Delhi, with Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia on Tuesday announcing a special 3-day session of the Assembly on the issue next month. Karnataka Chief Minister-designate H.T. Kumaraswamy acknowledged on Tuesday that running the Congress-JDS coalition government over the next 5 years will be a big challenge for him. "I am not expecting that I will be able to fulfill my responsibilities as Chief Minister easily," H.D.K., who will be sworn in as Chief Minister on Wednesday, said. Clashes with police also took place in West Bengal today, when members of Bajrang Dal went on a rampage and clashed with police in Purulia district on Tuesday. The clash followed the arrest of the right-wing outfit's district co-convener for an alleged objectionable Facebook post regarding the recently concluded panchayat polls and his alleged role in armed Ram Navami processions in March. Following the arrest, the outfit called for a band in Purulia, put up road blockades and held pitched battles with the police at various locations. Police resorted to lathi charge to dispense the mob. Several people, including a woman, was injured in the clashes. A JDS Congress coalition government headed by H.T. Kumaraswamy will be sworn in on Wednesday in Karnataka at a ceremony attended by a galaxy of opposition leaders and chief ministers, a development that could plant a seed for a broad-based anti-BJP platform before the Lok Sabha polls next year. Facing a crisis situation created by rising fuel prices, the government is likely to come out with some steps this week to deal with record-high petrol and diesel rates, a senior official said on Tuesday. Petrol costs ₹76.87 per litre in Delhi and diesel costs ₹68.08 a litre in Delhi. In the last 9 days, petrol prices have risen by ₹2.24 a litre and diesel prices have risen by ₹2.15 per litre. Agree or disagree? Overspeeding is fatal. So is overconfidence. The BJP top brass has learnt this the hard way in Karnataka, as its efforts to install a government there not only floundered, but have coalesced their detractors, the left and the right, the regional and the national, at a time when the Lok Sabha elections are not far. The BJP strategy to quickly install the party's government in the key southern states may have given a boost to the badly divided opposition to close ranks for diverse reasons. With Karnataka out of the way, the BJP has now turned its attention to Odisha. That is the message the party wanted to send out loud and clear when it announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi would address a rally in the historic city of Cuttack on May 26 to mark the 4th anniversary of his government. Odisha is important for the BJP for two reasons. Unreal. 3 of the 10 deaths caused by mystery viral fever in Kerala's Kozhikode were confirmed to have been caused by the Nipah virus. The National Institute of Virology in Pune has said, "The Nipah virus symptoms bear similarity to vector-borne viral diseases and these patients were tested for all others, including dengue and H1N1, before someone thought of Nipah." Watch the video to find out about the deadly virus, which first appeared in 1998.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.